Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Thank you for all that you do. As Brother Drew said, I'm your co-host. I go by the name G.G. Wood, and the show that you're listening to is called The List. And briefly, the concept of the show is if you had an opportunity to tell your young self some advice, based on everything that you've experienced up to the present day, what advice would you give your young self? And from that, those submissions, we create what I like to call the list, which the goal of the list is to create an instrument to be utilized in arming the minds of the youth, tools that will solve a lot of problems that they're going to run into, and also help guide them forward with a lot of decisions that we are all faced with as we travel through life. So we're trying to give them the answers to those questions now. Generally what we do on the show is we'll do a review of the submissions that were given the previous month, and then we'll go into new submissions for this show. Last month we had a speaker, a guest speaker from the Moors Nation. And the plan this month was to do a follow-up on that. My brother is dealing with an illness. So we're going to carry on today as though he were here. And I'm going to go ahead and point to the other topic that I wanted to discuss. And also, and towards the end of the show, we'll go into a brief review of some submissions from the previous show and also the new submissions. Now, at this time, Brother Drew, if you would, go ahead and open the lines to the callers, because if there's anyone who like to call in with a submission or just to say hello, feel free to do so. You are welcome. You are family. Mikasa Sukasa. So, Brother Drew, if you would, open the lines.
Okay. If anybody online want to get in with us on tonight's episode, press 1 on your phone. We'll get you ready and with us. So, until I see somebody, press 1. I'll let you know, Gigi.
Okay. Okay. The topic of the show, or the title of the show, this month is Pebble Dropping. And the reason I picked that particular title, when, the saying, when you drop a pebble in the water, you know, the ripples go, you can see them. You can see the ripples, but you don't know how far they go because they fade from your vision. But that doesn't mean those ripples don't continue, and they can possibly affect the surrounding, its surroundings, and you just don't know what the effect could be. So someone said something, and I'm not going to concentrate on the messengers. I mean, people who know the messenger probably know who it is, but I'm just going to concentrate on the message. And this particular individual said, and I'm paraphrasing, so this isn't a quote. This particular individual said, "I know you hate me. I know you hate me." Now, he was talking about that dramatic race of people. And when he said that, he also said this. He said, "I know you hate me." And he said, "I know you don't want people to listen to me." And I'm saying people, but I think he said it different. But he said, "I know you don't want people to listen to me, because if they listening to me, they not listening to you." Now, that's powerful. That's powerful. And what question came to my mind was when he said, I know you hate me, can I definitively prove it, or can it definitively be proven his case? And I ask that question because, I'm getting ahead of myself. I asked that question. So I did a little research. Research that we all can do and we all have full knowledge of. But I was just trying to concretely build that case that I know you hate me. History proves that you do. And how much proof do I need from you for me to accept the reality, which is the fact that you do indeed hate me? Now, the examples that I have selected to point to throughout the history and I'm not going to be so specific as to who this happened to, where, and the time frames, just the fact that these things happen and these things are the actions with something other than love and compassion in their hearts for the other man. Through the history, you've had lynchings. You've had marches for equal treatment, only to be met with brutal, vicious, violent, and sometimes lethal resistance. In all of these examples, there's always one element that I noticed was missing. And I guess you could call it I kind of call it a Houdini, because Houdini says something like this, which Houdini is a magician. I don't know that everyone out there knows that. Some of the listeners are, Brother Drew, I got you in the background. Okay, some of the listeners out there are young and they may not know who Houdini is, but Houdini was a great magician, escape artist. And he said something to this effect. Again, I'm not trying to give a direct quote. This is just paraphrase. He said, if you show the people what they want to see, then they'll do the rest of the work for you. So I give that example because all the movements that I mentioned, or all the events that I mentioned, you know, there's cameras there. And the cameras use this camera would focus on the victims in all these examples. When you see the protesters marching, you see the protesters. When you see the lynchings, you see the victims. Those are the results. Those are the products of it. if you turn those cameras around and see, now we revealing the source of the hate. If you turn those cameras around, you'll see the faces of what hatred really looks like. You'll see it in the eyes. You'll hear it in the voices. You'll see it in the body language. This is the hate. And these are the people who commit the hate. So there's recorded record to prove what the brother said throughout the history. Now let me give you a second example. Present day. Let's go present day now. We come in from a historical point that happened so many years ago that none of us were there to have witnessed firsthand in some cases in the lynching parts. I don't know anyone present day, although there have been some present day lynchings in the last 5-10 years. But I don't know anyone personally present day who has witnessed lynchings. But the marches, there are people present day who witnessed those. People present day who participated in those. And so they know what I say is true. And they have stories that they could tell you to speak to the truth of what I'm saying about for whose hearts was full of hate. It wasn't marches, but when you look at the cameras, at the videos, you only see the demonstration. You don't see the faces of hate. You don't see the everyday working Joe that's out there that's calling the people who just want to be treated with fairness a whole bunch of names and telling them not to come to their neighborhoods and, you know, tossing items at them and on and on. You don't see that with the cameras. So those cameras, again, are hiding the truth. But let's go present day, because you can go to YouTube now, which the young people, everybody knows YouTube. And if you do a search on white policeman kills child, man, woman, person, however you want to name it, but white policeman kills black, whatever, you'll get these videos, and you get so many of them when you scroll down. At the bottom it says, it gives you an option that says see more. And when you click on it, here's another host of them. And when you scroll to the bottom of that, it says see more. And on now. To my understanding, and maybe I'm a little naive, to my understanding, people who kill people who take an action to the point of you murder or you kill the other person, you brutalize and you beat the other person to, you know, to points where you physically disable them. Think those are acts of compassion you know, I don't think that's an act of compassion. I mean, I could pull out my dictionary and look up the definition of compassion, but I don't see compassion in those actions. What I see is hate. What I see is hate. Let's just leave it that way. And now let's go to one more present day example. Okay, let me back up. About the YouTube. Now, do this. Because first I say look for a policeman kills black person. And you get all those videos. But then I want you to look for black policeman kills white person. To my knowledge, there's only one. And I'm going to tell you the irony of that in a minute. But I want to tie in another example before I reveal that information to you. When Barack Obama was elected into the Oval Office, prior to that, in my lifetime, and I think everyone my age and older will agree with me, that prior to him going into the Oval Office, I never witnessed politicians in front of the camera openly saying that they hated the President of the United States. It was stated numerous times. It was stated so much that former President Bill Clinton had to call out his colleagues on it. And there's video of everything that I'm saying right now. You can fact check me. Now, I said that to say this because here's a man who goes into the Oval Office, although he looks like me and you. People who understand who he was understand he's not like me and you in the fact that African Americans in America share a common denominator. Now, I'm going to make the claim that 100% of us share that denominator. And I know it's people who look like me and you who come up in the North and they think they're the exceptions because some of them may have came over here or their lineage may come over here in a different circumstances. But I'm going to use the business example, which is this. In business, hypothetically, if you handle 10,000 transactions in a day, if you get less than 50 complaints about those transactions, your satisfaction rate is like 99.5%, which when you do an average on the whole number, you round that up. As long as it's 99.5% or better, that's 100%, and you can legally say that. So I'm going to use that to say that 100% of the African Americans who were born here, the immigrants, not the Africans that are coming over here as of lately. I'm talking about the African Americans who can trace their lineage into those southern states. ...100% of them have slavery in their heritage. They have slavery in their lineage. That's not Barack. Barack was, his father was Kenyan and his mother was white. He only an African American in words. But even though he's not tied that way to the African Americans, when this man went into the Oval Office, he was met with hate. And if he's met with hate, someone who's tied to that lineage, you know, the hatred for that individual is more. So here we are again talking about, I'm just trying to prove what my brother has said when he says, I know you hate me. Yeah, and it doesn't stop. I'm pausing because I'm trying to read my notes, but I can't understand my own handwriting. I guess that happens. So the point that I'm making is that, yeah, president, and once he was removed from office, and again, you can fact check me. We haven't heard a politician say that he's hated another president since. I never heard, and I don't think anyone out there in the listening audience has ever heard politicians state that they hate a sitting president prior to him being elected into office, nor have we heard that term or that particular expression since. So, yeah, the case of I Know You Hate Me is right there in your faces, brothers and sisters. Now, I said all that to say this. Y'all, excuse me, because I'm about to get a little bit emotional. If you know that you hate it, why would you trust a person who you know hates you? Why would you trust that person? Why would you trust that person who calls a sitting president of the United States, who in his own political history has demonstrated a hatred for you in legislation that he's responsible for having put into the political arena and it becoming a law. And again, I'm not even mentioning it's individuals, people who know and are current on what I'm speaking on, they know who I'm talking about. And this person then, okay, the pandemic breaks out. America has a vested interest that it needs to protect. They clear the stadiums. They clear the schools. They clear everywhere that the American vested interest is, because it needed to be protected from this unknown villain. For an event in the days to come, because we're in the March Madness now. I want you to take a look up during the stands and take a real good look at what America really looks like. And take that example and apply it to what I'm about to say right now. When America interests and shelter its interests, afterwards, it was announced that a priority was now the people who look like me and you, some old people and people with pre-existing conditions. But I want to talk about the first stated thing that I said, which was the people that look like me and you. Now, the man who I know hates me has made me a priority ahead of. I mean, that's the definition of priority. I'm going to give you more value. You are the priority. I'm going to give you the vaccine. Why would anybody trust that? Why would you trust that? Why would you take that shot over and over and over? I can't even count the number. I don't know the current numbers of vaccines that has been administered to the people. You can't be thinking if you. I'm kind of lost for words with at the moment, just because I know we are in a war, and I know that one of the characteristics of war is that you lose people who you love dearly. Because that's just the way war, that's just the way war works. That's just the way war works. So, brothers and sisters, as of lately, there's been a lot of people passing abruptly. The common denominator is clotting. For some inexplicable reason, there's this clotting that causes cardiac arrest in a lot of them, a lot of pains. You can there's a video called Drop Dead Sully. You can go look at it. It's been out for a while. Even the mainstream media, they hadn't mentioned the video by name, but they just mentioned, you know, the fact that a lot of people are falling victim to what's believed to be a side effect of this vaccine. There's also video footage of Bill Gates himself dating to an audience. I want to say it's TED Talk. I'm not 100% sure on that. But he stated to the audience that with the vaccine, and he said basically these words, with the vaccine, you can eliminate 15% of the population. Now, what's significant about what he said was when he said it and where he was when he said it. If he was in meeting with a world organization, then maybe the 15% is the global population. But I don't think that's the case in this particular video. I think he was here. So when a man is here within the boundaries of this continent, in these United States, and he says that we can eliminate 15% of the population with the vaccine, what's the 15% you think he's talking about? I'm not a religious man, you know, God and Jesus and all that stuff. But if y'all took that shot, I'm going to pray for you. That's what y'all going to do. So, that's the pebble, because the pebble that the brother dropped was, I know you hate me, and I know he right. Now, let me switch gears real quick and go into the second part of what he said, which was, I know you don't want people to listen to me. Y'all being the people that he's talking about. I know you don't want people to listen to me, because if they listening to me, if y'all are listening to me, then y'all ain't listening to them. From that, I came up with an idea. And it's not something that's new, but just maybe on the way I present it, maybe that part is a little different. A way to not listen to them, to tune them out. Is creating your own station format that gives you 24 hours of useful, informative, intellectually uplifting, you know, building your intellect, building the children's intellect, building the community. Is have a station, just one. We don't have to have a bunch of them, but just one where everybody goes and gets fed useful information. I'm not talking about sitcoms. I'm not talking about comedy. none of this stuff. You know, commercial free. There's only 24 hours in a day, people. There's only 24 hours in a day. To feel 24 hours in a day, I mean, to feel 24 hours of a day with useful information is not a very big task to accomplish when you turn to the masses of the people to do it. If, let's go hypothetical. If you had a station whose format was for 12 hours to give you shows, new shows, live or pre-recorded, either way. But the fact of the matter is that particular day, that show, is the first time you heard it. 12 hours that day is dedicated to the new show. The other 12 hours you dedicated to replaying those shows that you played the previous 12 hours. That covers the 24-hour window. There's only 168 hours in a week. If you need 12, if you've got each show just an hour, and we're talking about like in a perfect world, and just 12 shows per day, 7 days a week, you're only talking about 84 shows. If those shows are weekly, you just cover the entire year with a station that is not listening to them, that is not going to get infiltrated if you don't service the commercials. A good business model is KERA, which is Channel 13 in certain parts of the United States. And it's donation driven. They don't do commercials. Well, years ago they didn't. I think they've kind of been compromised as of lately. But they don't do commercials. Or let's just go back to what I'm proposing. This station wouldn't do commercials. You know, and let me throw out some ideas for the station, just to kind of, because see, I'm trying to drop a pebble. That's what the brother did. And his dropping of the pebble has affected me in this way. So based on Pebble Dropping, which that's the name of this show, this is the why, I'm going to drop a pebble. So here are some ideas for that show. Some names, possible names for the show. For the number four, Us. For Us Radio. Another name for the show, shout out to, in fact, shout out to GMJ. We could call it MFA Radio in the spirit of that movement. Let's see, I said no commercials, 12 hours, new shows, 12 hours, recorded shows, donation, you can have a family hour, family discussion hour, sometime where everybody in the family gets together in front of the television, watches something or listens to something that's about the family. And I don't know what it is. I'm just saying something. So you have an hour where the family hour comes together. You have a economics hour where you just talk about economics, because our people need to learn about these things. And These things can reshape your thinking, which in terms makes you approach your everyday a little different. You know, anyway, let me keep moving. Eating and drinking to live, that was a submission about Eat to Live. So, of course, you have shows with healthy eating and drinking and, you know, you share recipes, you know, things of that nature. Family fitness, natural beauty, natural medicines. Okay? No religion. Keep the religion, because religion is commercialized just like everything else. So create the show with the intent of catering to us without the influences of others who want to control us. Weave that out. Don't, and the way you don't discriminate is by you say no to everybody who wants to buy their way in. And it's funny I say that. Brother Drew, can you hear me? Because I just want to ask you a question real quickly. And if you're indisposed, I'll just keep going and I'll ask the listening audience instead. When I say don't buy in, the exact opposite of don't buy in. Brother Drew, is that you out here?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay, Brother Drew, when I say don't buy in, the opposite of buying in is what?
You said don't buy in.
Can you come up with it? Yeah, what is the exact opposite of buying in?
If you're not going to buy in, then you're not buying in. The opposite is don't participate.
Okay. The opposite, that the answer that I'm looking for is this. The opposite of buying in is selling out.
Well, I thought about that.
The opposite of buying is selling. The opposite of in is out. So when I say don't buy in, don't sell out. Don't
right.
sell out. Don't be E.T., you know. I hated that. That was, and I think this, I don't remember what happened with the VH1. Those were networks for us. Not great networks, but the simple facts were they were for us. They could have been developed into something a lot more than what they were, but it didn't happen. And in the end, they got infiltrated, they got compromised, and finally they sold out. So this particular radio idea that I'm throwing out here is built on that principle. Don't sell out. Don't let the people tempt the station with money, because the wealth of the station is that it caters to us. You can't put a price on that. To have a station where you can go and sit down with your kids and y'all can look at something that's there to build our nation, where you can sit with your kids and your grandkids and your next, you know, and so on, your nieces and nephews, and y'all can have constructive criticism because y'all sharing something that you're being fed or that you're being, you know, fed is not the word that I was trying to go with, but point is, here's a discussion that's useful in your household. and households that look like me and you. And now, when you go out in the world, you got this common denominator that you discuss when you meet and greet each other, when you go out and eat, or whenever you gather. But and it changes. It's like what the elders say about changing the school of thought. You change it. You change the approach. You change the subject matter. You change the way it looks or sounds. You know, and I went radio versus the internet, where you got these with the visualizations, because I'm trying to take the ego out of it. Because one thing about people that look like me and you, that the fashion, here comes the infiltration again. You know, gotta look this way, gotta dress this way. You know, I'm in front of the camera. I gotta put it together. You know how we do. And so, keeping all of those things at bay, so we can concentrate on what's really important, which is the substance that the station delivers to its listening audience every day, 24 hours a day. If you miss the show, you got you got recorded shows later. You can have shows on demand, you know, where you miss a show, somebody tell you about a show, you just go and pull it up and listen to it whenever you want to. But don't let the money get in there. Keep that out of the equation, and the station will be as wealthy as any station, if not wealthier, because of the principles that it's a stand on. And where did I stop? Learning something new every day. That was a submission 13 on the list. And so here we are. That's one of the station's objective, is to teach something new. And then the news, for instance. Here is an opportunity to tell the news the way we want to tell the news. When those stories kind of fade away, like the Breonna Taylor story. You know, at one point it was front page news, but front page news only stays front page for so long, because in the mainstream media, the worst news becomes front page news. The earthquake gets put on top of the Breonna Taylor story. The school shooting gets put on top of the Breonna Taylor story. So, excuse me for just a second, guys. Okay. The school shooting gets put on the top of the Breonna Taylor, and it goes back on the back burner, and then we lose touch with someone who looks like me and you that's dealing with something that we should be, that we should keep up with, and we should stay in touch. So here's an opportunity to have our own news hour, covering our own news stories 7 days a week. Don't lose touch with it. Stay in touch with it until it's over, all the way to the end, and keep the people informed. Let me keep going, because that alarm was telling me that my hour has come to a close. So I'm extending a little bit past it. Finally, I guess I'll start moving to wrap it up, Brother Drew. The reason behind the the station is that the enemy never sleeps. That hate that the brother was talking about, that hate never sleeps. And the champions for the people that look like me and you, we can't afford to sleep either. We need to fight together against that common monster. And the old people storytelling hour, that was another one. Just, you know, where you got your, it's so many older people who have great stories that they're going to wind up taking with them. They don't get to tell them. And they got great stories. I sit amongst elders who can keep me captivated. Here I am talking about an hour. I sit amongst elders who can keep me captivated for 8 to 10 hours daily. Different stories over and over, and it just never stops. All of that can be offered here. It's not about money, people. It's about wealth. And wealth ain't got nothing to do with money. The wealth of a people. Brother Drew, I guess at this point I could go ahead and wrap it up. Brothers and sisters, as always, stay true, stay strong, and choose what's right over what's popular. Next month, y'all, same place, same time, Thursday the 10th, 10 p.m. Brother Drew, the last word is yours. Well, until Brother Drew reemerges, which
I was talking to myself because I was on mute. But in the words of that great orator, Russell Simmons, I write y'all peace. We out.